Sympathy with Figs podcast and Who Are You in Love interview series are not to be confused with individual or couples psychotherapy. In this podcast, I provide coaching and content for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listening or watching this podcast cannot replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a mental health care provider. If you are experiencing a medical or psychiatric emergency, please call 911 or reach out to your medical doctor. Welcome to Empathy with Figs podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the magic is in the repair. I'm a relationship expert, couples therapist in San Francisco, and I help people stop fighting, make up with each other after they have a fight, help them learn how to communicate better with each other, and then snuggle each other even more after they've had a fight than they would have before the fight happened. So I'm blessed today as well to have Teal, my wife, join me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Teal, and I am the lucky wife of Figs. And yes, I'm joining him today, and also a couples therapist, helping people snuggle more, communicate better, and repair arguments. I'm the mother.
You're good at it. Yeah.
Ooh, thank you. I'm the mother of our 3-year-old daughter, and we're going to be having another child in a couple months. Super exciting.
Yes, we got. What was it? 29 weeks today.
29 pregnant. Weeks today.
Yeah, so we're very excited to welcome our soon-to-be baby boy into the world.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I love how Figs always keeps track. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm about 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, I can feel a bit like the Rain Man when it comes to pregnancy, that I track like all the percentages and probabilities and like what day we are towards pregnancy and... What are the chances you're going to be a week late or a week early? I know, I'm a little obsessive.
Thank goodness one of us is. And I'm really honored to be here today. And today we're going to be talking about the magic is in the repair.
Exactly.
One of my favorite topics.
Exactly. So what does that mean, the magic is in the repair? So here's the thing about relationship. If you haven't already worked this out, I'll be very surprised, right? The relationship is hard. It's hard work. And it's hard work because love and connection matter so much that you're guaranteed to have moments with each other, even if you're quote-unquote relationship experts or couples therapists like we are, where you get in fights. And it's really hard, right? And like, look, we get in hard moments almost every day.
We do.
Yeah, every day. And again, if your parents, look, again, you don't need us to tell you that almost every day there's some moment of disconnection, conflict, stuckness that happens between partners.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to share with you a way in which our kind of most likely daily trigger to get stuck and what happens between us, and then walk you through why it's important to realize that the magic of relationship happens in repair. It does not happen by trying to ensure you never get into a fight.
That is absolutely true. And I just want to add that whether your parents or not, that this sort of what Figs and I are sharing right now will be helpful for you. Actually, why is it important for people to know how to kind of repair and get out of stuck places and challenge?
Right. Yeah, well, because you're going to get in fights, right? Because if someone's really important to you, like you're really important to me, right?
Yes,
that means there will be moments where you experience them as not being available. So sometimes I experience Teal as not being available in the way I recognize as I'm loved and cared for or heard or considered in the world. And that's like, it's really hard for me. So what happens for us is like regular every morning routine, right? We have to get Grace, our 3-year-old, off to school in the morning. right? And so, you know, Teal, you're awesome. You're always first out of bed. I am not a morning person. I don't start seeing clients until at least 11:30, right? So my ideal world is I would not be getting out of bed at 8 a.m. ever, right? And so you're brilliant. You get up, you get out of bed, you start like making breakfast or getting Grace dressed. And I'm like, you know, slowly trying to get myself out of bed. And what's that like for you when I take my time and I'm not available to help first thing in the morning?
Well, it's interesting. Like, you know, I think sometimes people hear that you sleep in later than I do, or you're laying in bed and I'm up out of bed. I actually feel very untriggered about that part.
Right.
Just FYI.
Okay.
It starts to become like really strong for me, a trigger when I get more stressed out. I'm looking at the clock and I feel like I have a huge just list of responsibilities in order to get Grace out, like from Peppa Pig socks to
gotta have the Peppa Pig socks
to knickers and hair brushing and yes, pigtails. We want braids. What do we got today? So I start to get stressed out, I'm tough. I can be real, real tough and real demanding. That's what I'm learning.
Right. Yeah. Well, look, let's face it. You end up getting stressed. You have a lot of things you have to do, right? I imagine, you can tell me if I'm wrong, deep down inside, you can feel alone with everything, right? That you're not being helped by me, your primary other, your partner, that you need to know that we're a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then look, that must be really hard, right? And thank you for acknowledging and admitting when you're feeling that way inside, you then, right, totally understandably, right, but you can come across as like, as you, what is it you just said, like demanding, right?
Yeah, or like the dragon lady.
Right, the dragon lady, right? Well, you know, and so what's your judgment of me in a moment like that? So we know you're not feeling supported.
So in general, and I feel like recently Figs and I have had some important sort of repair moments, so that's why I'm kind of offering so many like sort of self-responsible statements. But in general, this is what I'm saying to myself when Figs is moving slowly or he's in the bathroom or he's like getting his socks and shoes on. I am saying I am completely alone. Figs is not holding the responsibility with me. He doesn't care. He's not in this. He's like, what are you, I'm like, what, where is he?
Right. Yeah. And that totally makes sense, right? That you need me to be there, to be part of your team. And it seems like I'm not there. Where am I? And that you could get then frustrated and seem quote unquote demanding.
Yes.
Right. So yeah. And then unfortunately, where it lands for me is then I feel totally helpless, that there's nothing I'm going to be able to do that's going to be right now. I feel like I'm everything you asked me to do, I feel totally set up. Like yours, like, just go put Grace's clothes on. And like, come here, again, anyone that has a toddler, just go put your toddler's clothes on. This is like a battle. That's a war, right? I'm like, what do you mean just put her clothes on? That's going to like, she's going to like tell me to get out of her room and get away, daddy. It's like, I want mommy to do it. So I'm like, okay. So I totally feel like helpless. I want to be able to help you so that you're not really disappointed in me, so I don't feel like I'm failing. But at the same time, I don't know how to do the task well enough to ensure I don't upset you even more. So in that place of feeling totally powerless, I just like it, just like it's intolerable for you to sit in a place that you're all alone and we're not a team together. When I feel like I'm powerless to not further my sense of disappointment in you, I get really frustrated.
Yeah, you get really frustrated.
I do. I'm kind of like a short fuse. I'm walking around doing everything, but I'm like, I'm talking under my breath. Yeah,
he seems really pissed off. He seems.
I do. You're right.
He's really pissed. So I come out, you know, firing because something deeper is going on. I'm feeling alone, and all I need is my sweetie, like right next to me, to hold this list of responsibilities. But what happens really quickly, I kind of bypass that, oh, I'm alone and longing, needing him. And I come out like, have you packed, you know, the lunch? Have you got the Peppa Pig socks on?
Right.
And I'm, totally. And I have a lot of like fire, because at this point I'm looking at the clock and I'm just overwhelmed, right? But I come out with a lot of intensity. And you're saying that
that lands. Then I end up feeling powerless, and then I'm a disappointment.
Right.
And there's like literally, I say powerless. There's nothing I'm going to be able to do right now. I'm not going to be able to do anything effectively enough. I'm not going to be able to do anything fast enough to not get in more trouble. So I like, because that feeling of powerlessness is so overwhelming, I get angry, right? I'm mad. I'm like frustrated and irritable, which I can only imagine how that makes you feel even more you're alone.
It does. Like that's kind of confirmation. See, he's not like, okay, babe. Yeah, right. No, I did get the socks. Or, oh, I'm running to go get the socks right
bad
now.
Fig.
I'm not sure why I'm like on the Peppa Pig socks thing right now, but I am.
Hey, you need Peppa Pig socks. She will go out of her mind some mornings if she doesn't have Peppa Pig socks.
And
Grace,
sparkly.
Not teal. But so come here. So totally makes sense, right? So look, this is a typical thing that happens between all couples, right? One person feels like I'm all alone in it. Where's my partner? And I'm so sad inside, right? That either it's I'm feeling it now, or I'm anticipating being back in that place, and then you get frustrated and you're like, where are you? Do this.
Right.
And then of course the other person, me in this case, right? And I feel powerless. Oh geez, I'm getting closer to all the places inside where I can feel like I'm a failure and I'm a disappointment and there's nothing I can do to make it better. So those feelings are impossible. So I'm irritable and mad. But when I'm irritable and mad, all I've done now is convinced he'll see I was right. I really am alone in this. I was already rushing and felt it was impossible. But now, like, my husband, the person I long to be loved by, is even less available. Ouch.
And he's frustrated at
and
me.
And I'm frustrated.
And I've judged myself. And then I'm starting to, you know, fire off the text once I get to preschool. Like, gosh, that was a disaster.
Right.
You seem so frustrated.
Yes. Right. And now, of course, now I feel like I'm even more of a failure. I'm even more powerless. It's too late. I messed up again. So now I've got even more reason to be irritable. So it's just awful, right? It's just like a really yucky, stuck thing. Now,
it's horrible for both of us.
Exactly.
That's the worst.
Exactly.
I mean, we're just both.
It's
like
terrible. So you end up feeling alone and your partner's not there for you, your husband. I end up feeling powerless and that I'm not enough. Ouch. And of course, what do? The things we do, I'm irritable. You're grumpy and demanding. You're the dragon lady. I'm like Mr. Grumpy Pants.
I can say that about myself, but you can't say it about me.
Oh, I liked when you said it. Okay, I'll never say it again.
I know you did, but.
But anyway, I am definitely Grumpy Pants and you're not the dragon lady. But look, here's the thing. Everybody behaves in ways that do not help them out when they get in stuck moments. It's really hard, right? And it only happens because deep down inside, we're both hurting because we're so important to each other, right? Me being there for Teal and her feeling like we're on the same team matters so much that if I'm not there, it hurts. And me feeling like I'm like I'm not a failure and that I'm not powerless to get out of trouble because it's so important to me to know I'm not a failure to Teal is so important to me that when it feels like I'm failing and there's nothing I can do to get out of it, I just get so overwhelmed. And then, of course, I become grumpy and seem even less available to her. And on the cycle goes.
Yes. Right.
So do not have expectations of yourself and or your partner, just the way I don't have expectations of myself or Teal, that we're going to somehow not have those feelings or not get into stuck moments like that.
Right.
The magic happens in the repair. The magic happens in a way in being able to do what we're doing right now, what Teal and I are doing right now, which is, can we look back on a stuck moment we had together and make sense of it in a way that we both make sense, right?
Right.
It totally makes sense to me that you, Teal, in the moment where you were like stressed out trying to get something done and then you feel alone, that it would be really painful for you. And that then from that place that you're in pain, that you could be
grumpy, right? And come on, like, doesn't it make sense? Like, it kind of makes sense, right? That I could, in a place where I feel like nothing I'm going to do is right now, that I could feel powerless, and that could be overwhelming to the point that I'm grumpy, right? And we get stuck. So God, look, we're both stuck. It's so painful for both of us. You're hurting and I'm hurting. Ouch. That was a really hard morning, right? That's amazing. That may sound like the simplest thing, but being able to get to that place, right? Where it's like, here, come here. It's not that you're bad or I was bad. Right. We both just have sensitive spots and they got hit again this morning, right? And then that opens the possibility we could have empathy for each other.
Right. I mean, I think, I know what people are thinking, that sounds so hard.
It does.
Like, how do you do that? How do you suddenly say, oh, okay, it's not that you're just never there for me. It's right. That, oh, I'm really part of this, that I'm part of this system, that my frustration kind of burns you, and then you, and actually you care so much about me, that's why you start getting so frustrated.
Absolutely.
That's a huge leap.
It is a huge leap. I love that you just said that, Teal. So look, firstly, this is the hardest thing that I go over with clients over and over again. Firstly, not only is it hard, there's a period of time where it's impossible, right? So this is the hardest thing to accept. Literally, it's worse than hard. It's impossible. In the moment where I feel powerless, and that is such a threatening place, the part of my brain that takes over, my amygdala and hypothalamus, right, my limbic system is activated, I'm literally not capable of having the perspective I'm sharing with you now. Right. All I know is my wife is pissed off at me. There's nothing I can do to make it better. I am completely helpless, and I activate into trying to protect myself. Now, the way I try and protect myself just made my life worse, mm-hmm. right? Bummer for me, right? And you.
And me.
Right? So for both of us, right? But so here's the thing. There's some period of time where it's impossible. And accepting that, and this is the whole point, the magic's in the pair. You got to accept that because you're so important to each other, there are times you're going to feel threatened and you're both going to be reactive. Surrender to it. Don't fight it. And if you can surrender to it, then some period of time later, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, a day, the most important thing is you get there. Not that if you get there really fast, right? Yeah. You just got to get there that you can see this broader systemic perspective. For 10 minutes, 30 minutes, a day, a week, I really thought you were the bad guy. And I was the one that was having a hard time, and you should change your behavior, right?
We were stuck. We were stuck in that cycle. We were both in our most painful places.
Right.
I was in, I'm alone. He doesn't really care. And you were in.
As in, I'm powerless. There's nothing I can do to make it better. And it's your fault that I'm feeling that way, right? So we're just stuck in that place. And then eventually, can you, the way I often put it, can you take a step off the stage of your life where you're just an actor and you're totally have your subjective experience, and you come off the stage, go take a seat in the audience and see the entire scene. Can you see the entire scene? No longer just from your own perspective. Would you look at those two poor devils on the stage? Would you look at them? Sure, come here. She looks all grumpy, but actually she's just hurting inside because she longs to be close to him. She really needs to know that Figs is actually really on her team. Otherwise, she's really hurting inside. And look, that Figs fella, would you look how grumpy he looks? So come here. The only reason he's grumpy that he cannot tolerate feeling powerless and feeling like he's not enough for his wife. This is a terrible misunderstanding, right? What a tragedy, right? And of course, when we see it from that like seat in the audience, we hopefully can see the tragedy of it. And we might even see the comedy of it all, right? And so that's the important part. That's the hardest part. Some period of time later, can you get to, would you look at how we got stuck and you make sense and I make sense, we both make sense, we're both hurting.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. This thing that Teal and I are doing right now, this is it.
this is actually it, where you're able to see what just happened from this broader systemic perspective where you both make sense. Hardest thing to do. Because if you can do that, there's no need for your, you know, threatened brain to continue to be activated. Because now I am no longer in the room with someone who's a threat to me that's going to make me feel more powerless. And Teal is no longer in the room that's going to continue to look and act like someone that's not on our same team. Right. We're both hurting. And why are we hurting?
Because we love each other so much.
We love each other so much. Exactly. I really need you. I need to know that I'm enough. And what do you really need?
I need to know that I'm really important and cared about by you.
Right.
So, Figs, when you say we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Right? Are you talking about rave? Like,
well,
raving?
Yeah. So the rave thing is an interesting, thank you for bringing it up, acronym, and I'll explain what that is, right? But what I guess what I mean right now is we're shifting from our subjective experiences to being able to see the entire scene. We're able to right. see that this is an us issue, not a you need to get your act together or I need to get our act together. We both make sense. Right. So that's the first part that we're doing right now. We can look back at a fight and come to a shared understanding of what happened where neither of us are the bad guys. The system that we get stuck in because we mean so much to each other is the bad guy. And then we can have a common enemy that we can work on together. And actually, then we can love each other up. And that's where, let's say, the rave comes in, right? And rave is this, like, I got this acronym from Rebecca Jorgensen, who's a master couples therapist. She also has a podcast for couples therapists. I'll put it in the show notes. She's pretty awesome. She's amazing. So here's what rave means, right? So let's say you do get to this place where you can see it's this shared, it's both of us, and then you want to really help the other person get it so they can feel safe with you. Can you listen to them? And can you reflect back their own words? Right. Instead of adding your own understanding to what they're telling you, can you, like, you know, if they say like they were hurting, you can go, oh, yeah, that must have really hurt. Right. Very simple. Right. Then that's so R in rave. Mm-hmm. And then the A is, can you accept what they're telling you is true? Right. So look, you may not be scared of spiders, for example, but if your partner comes up to you and says, there's a spider in the corner, I am terrified. Right. Look, you might be going, like, well, that is true. I'm the more wimpy one for sure.
I love spiders.
Okay, I'm not into spiders. But so you might be going, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't be scared. But that's not going to go down very well, right? If you invalidate the other person's experience, right? So can you actually accept that their experience is they're scared of spiders? Fact. It's not debatable. Even if you wouldn't be scared of spiders or you think they shouldn't be scared of spiders, it is an inarguable fact that they're scared right now. Accept it, right? And then let them see that you accept it by validating, V for validate, right? Mm-hmm. So can you actually let them know, oh my God, I hear, right, you're scared because there's a spider over there in the corner. I accept that's true for you. You really are scared. That totally makes sense. If I was scared of spiders and there was a spider in the corner, I'd be really scared too right now, right? So I just validate them. And if they do that, here's the crazy thing. If you do that, instead of trying to tell them, well, spiders aren't actually that scary and you know, all we have to do is put it out the window, right? Right. If you actually, instead of like trying to come up with a solution or trying to tell them they shouldn't feel the way they do, then they may feel safe enough with you to explore. Right, to actually, that E for explore, right? They'll feel safe enough to go, yeah, I've been scared of spiders all my life. I know it's kind of silly, but you know, what can I do? Right, so they actually then might be able to, like, actually co-create a solution with you. Should we get a piece of paper and put it under a glass and put it outside, right? So yeah, let's do that, right? So anyway, that's a silly example off the top of my head.
I just like all the voices, like all the different voices that you just did.
I know there are many little figs in here. Thank you for enjoying my little made up spider story.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
Learning about all the little figs.
All the little, that's
through
true.
This podcast.
As you know, the first episode, I talked a lot about little figs, right? Little vulnerable figs. So here's the thing. You're going to get in fights. Guaranteed. If you love each other, you'll fight. You'll experience moments where it seems like you're disconnected. The other person isn't there for you in a way that you feel safe and held in the world, right? Whether that's you're on one side of the coin of wounding and love, that you can feel abandoned, I'm all alone, I don't have my teammate, or whether you're on the other side of wounding and love, which is I feel powerless, I feel no matter what I do, I'm not enough, I'm going to get rejected, ow, right? Those moments are definitely going to happen if you love each other, right? Don't try and avoid them. Right. Don't set yourself up for expectations, right? That you're going to somehow not have those feelings, right? And that you're going to somehow then not have the reactive behavior that comes up. And kind of ironically, paradoxically, if you can accept those things, you'll be able to more quickly get out of those stuck places when they happen. And then even better, you'll understand them in a way where you make sense, your partner makes sense, we make sense. And even better, the silver lining, and it only happened because we love each other. It only happened because our connection means so much to each other.
Right.
Right. And then you know what you can do from there? You can give each other a hug. You could love each other up. I could love the part of you, Teal, right, that you just didn't feel like I was there for you. Come here. I want to love that part of you. I want that part of you to know that we are a team. I know I wasn't there momentarily. It totally makes sense that you could feel that way, right? It could totally make sense you could have been sad and hurting and then be grumpy with me, right? I want to be there for you.
Right. And the same for little figs. When I hear underneath that frustration or even the deer in the headlights look that I get when I talk about the socks, that really it's this huge longing to be enough, to not let me down, to not disappoint me, that is underneath the experience of frustration and you're kind of muttering under your breath and suddenly we're in this nasty cycle.
Yeah.
And that's the part that really, I really can connect with that part and I want to really love it up. I don't always need to see it, but these type of talks help me so much. Because it's not like we're not going to fight about this again tomorrow or have those moments
get stuck tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get stuck
tomorrow. A little bit. Not as bad, though.
Not as bad, but the same emotions will happen.
Right.
And we can slow them down a little bit, get in touch with potentially what's happening underneath, and maybe even be gentle with ourselves, communicate ourselves a little bit differently, and most of all, maybe be a little bit more gentle with each other.
Right. Yeah. So thank you. Yeah. Right. I mean, thank you. Right. Because it makes such a big difference when you realize that, holy crap, the other person's behaviors, I took it as evidence that they weren't there for me. Right. My grumpiness for you is actually evidence to the exact opposite, that you are so important to me that when you're disappointed in me, I'm actually really hurting inside. I'm really overwhelmed. And the grumpiness is born out of my overwhelm. Now, like, just think about that for a moment. If you think about the worst behaviors in your partner, right, and you realize that those behaviors are born out of how important you are to them, it's not what it immediately appears. Now, it makes sense because you're a human being and you're going to feel threatened when they're behaving in ways that are hard for you, that it'll immediately appear like they're just not there for you. But it turns out there's something else really going on. They're acting that way because you mean so much to them that they feel their connection is threatened, right?
Yeah.
That's true for both of you. So look, remember it, right? The part of you that needs love the most is not a weak or needy part. It's actually the best part of who you are. The sooner you can surrender to it, accept it, and start to share and love that part of yourself, and then share it, so that your partner has a chance to see it and understand, actually, you're just grumpy because you love me so much, because I'm so important to you, they'll get a chance to love up that part of you too, right? So we all need to be emotionally bonded. It's not a weakness. So I want you to go out there and love yourself, love each other, right? You deserve it. We all do. So anything you want to say, Teal, just before we do the kind of wrap up?
Just that this was really fun. I'm honored to be here. It helps me just, you know, kind of reframe that argument again. It gets me every time, just that that the really scared part of me is actually lovable to you.
Right.
That
yeah.
what you're showing is actually not what's happening.
Right.
And so these type of conversations really, really help me feel connected. And yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me on this podcast.
Well, it's amazing, right? So having this conversation again, I do not feel like I'm in trouble right now, right? Oh, thank God. I'm not like a bad husband. I'm not failing, right? It makes me feel really good that you understand a little bit better why I might behave in ways that are difficult sometimes. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on, Teal. And I think Teal and I will do this again. We really want to do one when we're in the middle of a fight, like that we haven't gotten out of it, right?
Yes.
So we're going to do one of those at some point. We'll just like turn on the mic and we'll like try and show you what it's like when we haven't gotten to the other side of an actual fight. So stay tuned. We'll definitely do it.
It's and not then, pretty. Let's be real.
Yeah, you know, it's really painful. And that's why we got to surrender to the pain to get out of it. So we'll talk about that. We've got to stop resisting it. So come here. Thank you. You can find me on social media. I'll have all of the little links for Facebook and Twitter and Medium and all that stuff in the show notes. And then please subscribe to this podcast. And also remember, be nice to yourself. Be kind to yourself. And if you fail at being kind to yourself, try again. Just be kind to yourself. You deserve it. We all do. Thanks, Teal.
Thank you.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Hear you next time.